This is VOA News. Remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. Supreme Court is hearing arguments Monday whether the United States government can invoke a protection of state secrets defense to withhold information about its surveillance of Muslims at mosques in California. The dispute began a decade ago when three Muslim men filed suit against the Federal Bureau of Investigation, alleging the top U.S. law enforcement agency deployed a confidential informant who claimed to be a convert to Islam to spy on them based solely on their religious identity. The U.S. Constitution guarantees freedom of the practice of one's religion. But the government is claiming, in this case, that it can refuse to disclose information about its surveillance under authority granted to it by the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, as well as its use of the state secrets privilege defense. That defense allows the government to block the release of information that it considers to be a risk to national security. Palestinians on Sunday criticized Israel for rejecting the promised reopening of the U.S. consulate in Jerusalem. It's a move that would restore Washington's main diplomatic mission for the Palestinians in the contested city. Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett said late Saturday there was no room in Jerusalem for another American mission. The Trump administration closed the U.S. consulate for Palestinians in Jerusalem, an office that for years served as a de facto embassy. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has pledged to reopen the consulate. Israel says that move would challenge its sovereignty over the city. Proponents of the move say the reopening could help mend U.S. ties with the Palestinians. From Washington, this is VOA News.